Hola amigos, Brad Evans here for another solo mission edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Lundy is dealing with some car issues, so he's going to be back with me on the Friday edition of the program. But we got to fire off some bets and hopefully make some buckaroos here on this Super Tuesday. We got a scintillating slate in the world of college basketball. But of course, we got to start off by hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus Plus. All bets plus 100 odds or greater, that is a requirement. And I did get some action for Lundy. Am I going to give you analysis? No, because I don't know jack nor squat about the NHL, but that is a forte one, Nathaniel Lundy. He's going to work a little two-leg NHL parlay, mi amigos, both on the money line. Got to go with the Florida Panthers and the Minnesota Wild. I do know the Wild are taking the Blackhawks, which Lundy says are just downright terrible. He said the Wild are absolutely going to wax them. Florida, meanwhile, going up against Utah. And Lundy did say they are the mammoth on back-to-back. So he's going to roll Florida and Minnesota on that two-legger. Ooh, some tasty juice at plus 133 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Meanwhile, I'm going to go to some early action in this year's Super Bowl in Santa Clara, California. Give me the best wideout on the field and possibly in the NFL game right now. JSN, also known as Jackson Smith and Jigba, to win the MVP at plus 550 there at the Score Bet. Why do I think JSN is the pick here? Of course, the quarterbacks are the front runners. Drake May and Sam Darnold, both, again, in my bracket, which I posted on social media at Noisy Huevos on X. I had the matchup correct. New England and Seattle going toe-to-toe for the whole shebang. I have Seattle winning it. And I think this is a tremendous value on JSN at plus 550. Darnold's less than 2-1 right now, pretty much in every shop imaginable. But JSN is a monster, and I know what you're thinking. Well, quarterbacks always win these things. That's not necessarily the case. Since 2005, that's right, five wide receivers have hoisted the hardware on the Super Bowl MVP. Deion Branch, Hines Ward, Santonio Holmes, Julian Edelman, and Cooper Kupp, of course, going to be playing this game for the Seahawks, a tag team partner there of JSN. You look at, Smith and Jigba, he's been the breakout sensation the entire year at the wide receiver position. Seven-plus receptions in five of his last seven games on the season. Number four in total yak, number two in total air yards, number two in yards per route run, and a guy as well, number 10 in contested catch rate. So it doesn't matter if he's in individual coverage, if he's in solo, situations, or in zone situations, he simply wins. And I know he's going to see probably a lot of Christian Gonzalez, and coverage has been outstanding this season. Only a 44.8% catch rate allowed and a 61.3 passer rating surrender. But this is JSN. A guy is such a precise and sharp route runner. He's going to chop him up like an old school Ginsu knife. I'm probably get to over 100 yards in this game. I think the Seahawks ultimately win it. So, a great way to boost the juice. If you believe the Hawks are going to fly high and win this year's big game, we'll just roll with JSN to take home MVP at plus 550. Yeah, really roll the shoulders and get seduced by the juice there at the Score Bet. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with a college basketball edition of the Fade 5. All right, numero cinco here on this Super Tuesday edition of the countdown. Let's go with a team that loves to bury deep holes early on and then scurry all the way back and win usually in the final moments of the game. That has been the MO of the Kentucky Wildcats. Hopefully that will be the case tonight. Hopefully maybe they win outright and at least keep this one nice and snug from beginning to end. But they're on the road in Las Vegas taking on the Vanderbilt Commodores. And I think 6.5 points just too many for Vandy, who could be dandy in this one. But a team right now in a bit of a funk, and Kentucky riding high with those five straight wins. Give me Big Blue Nation plus the 6.5 at a minus 110 there at BetMGM. Digging into the statistical scout on this one, since the calendar flipped to the new year, Kentucky is number 45, so par overall at Bartorvik, 171 EFG offense, 192 in EFG defense. They really get to the line early and often. It can make you pay. I'll take it away. Malachi Moore, those guys can fill it up on the freebies. And you look at Vanderbilt, yeah, they're much higher, number 19 at Torvik since January 1st, but a suboptimal 144 EFG offense, and even worse than Kentucky, 214 in EFG defense. They're getting up nearly 58% inside the arc, so the Kentucky bigs could feast. Kentucky's got the size. They can really get out the offensive glass, and I think controlling the boards is the advantage Kentucky has in this one, and a big reason why. Emphasis on big. Kentucky covers a plus 6.5 against Vanderbilt on the road at a minus 110 at BetMGM. Numero Quattro here on the Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Roll Tide. I think that is going to be maximized today as Alabama is hosting inside Coleman Coliseum the Missouri Tigers. I will lay the heavy chalk here, the 10.5, with the home squad at a minus 110 there at BetMGM. We're going to see if Bediako is going to play. He's got a court case today. So at tape time, I don't know, Jim. I don't know. It's kind of going to be up in the air. Played really well in his return to Tuscaloosa in the last game. Had 13 points. Was an enforcer in the inside. Couple of blocks. Decent amount of rebounds. So could be a key cog if Ian does indeed take the floor. But it is, again, unknown at the current moment in time. But you look at Mizzou. What is known about them? They've been just May, rather vanilla here since January 1st, number 49 overall on Torvik. They play at a slower tempo, and you know Alabama's going to really speed this game up because they play at an ultra-quick and brisk pace. Or number 7 are the Crimson Tide in adjusted tempo since January 1st. And you look at Missouri, 120 EFG offense, 97 EFG defense. All right, that's good, but not all that great in their last 7 games. Alabama, meanwhile, they've really struggled offensively, 208 in EFG offense, 61 in EFG defense. So they've been better defensively than scoring the rock. But you know what they're going to do? Jack, nothing but threes. Over 50% of their shots hoisted come from beyond the arc. Now, if you look, since January 1st, only in shooting 31.7% from way downtown. But they have a propensity to be sopping wet in some instances. And if Bediako is out there, that's a major plus. That'll help in the rebounding category. If he is not, they better make it rain from outside. I got a gut feeling they will. So I'm laying it with Alabama minus 10.5 in this SEC battle against Missouri at a minus 110 at BetMGM. Numero tres here, the Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. And I got to change the line on this because I just noticed a typo for those of you that are watching this on YouTube. And bang, we're back at number 3 on the countdown today. Let's work in a little two-leg parlay and get some plus money on the board. Yes. Now, this is only plus 100. And the reason why is because I have UConn on the money line. They're going to trounce Providence. Do you need any reasons why? No. I mean, they're favored by 15.5, 16.5, depending upon where you shop. So I added that in because it's practically the G word, the L word. They're going to hold home court there in stores. Where the twist comes in is the front end of this leg. And that being with the Creighton Blue Jays on the road in Milwaukee, also known as the Good Land. I learned from Alice Cooper back in the Wayne's World days. I will lay the 1.5 with the Blue Jays, McDermott's club there, against Shaka Smart and company. One of the biggest disappointments all season long has been Marquette. Creighton, playing a little bit better. Not all that great, though. I mean, they're only number 79 at Torvik since January 1st. But most importantly, the defense, leaky and susceptible. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I mean, they're giving up 37.8% from beyond the arc over the last 6 games. But they are top 60 in EFG offense. They're shooting 55.4% from 2 and 36.2% from 3 over that same stretch. So they just play like average defense, and the offense continues to fire on all cylinders. They have a real shot of, you know, racing away against the Golden Eagles, who have been grounded all year. You look since January 1st, Marquette, 104 in Torvik overall, 210 in EFG offense, 284 in EFG defense. They're giving up 55.8% from two and nearly 35% from three, and they stink. They suck. They're awful on the glass. They do mask some of their issues by nailing some occasional outside shots. They're only shooting 29.8% in their last six games from distance. So, again, the three ball, I think it's going to be a killer for Marquette if they continue to be ice cold along the perimeter. That is the strength of Creighton. Creighton should be able to control the glass in this one. It's just a matter of can Creighton play just a C or C minus level of defense. That's TBD. It's TBD, but I'm going to roll with it. Numero tres here on the Feed 5 Countdown. Creighton -1.5 on this two-legger. UConn money line against the Friars +100 there at BetMGM. But wait, there's more. Where? At my free site, thegamingjuice.com. Go there right now, you jackals. Oh, did I mention it's free? Yeah, I don't charge you a single dime. My bracket big board is fully functional, all phases complete, and live. I'm going to be shifting teams up and down the board almost every single night. Now, through Selection Sunday, we're only like six and a half weeks away from that important date. So it's time to really get used to college basketball again, familiarize a lot of these teams ahead of March Madness. So you're curious where your team stands that pecking order, check out the bracket big board. I'm writing college basketball columns weekly on the site. I'm going to have some prop plays and all of its gory and intimate detail ahead of the Super Bowl as well, free on thegamingjuice.com. You can also check out, I'm always free, transparent and public spreadsheet there. Lundy's always free, transparent and public spreadsheet lives on thegamingjuice.com. You can ask me a question. You get it all. Go to thegamingjuice.com. Click converse and cash. .. Maybe. Numero dos here on the Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go with the Billies, that being the St. Louis Billikens team that's actually ranked. What a lot of people haven't seen, but man, are they outstanding. Right now at Bart Torvik, their top three, EFG offense and EFG defense on the season. You go to KenPom, they're actually number one in both categories. That is mind-blowing, especially this late into the college basketball campaign. But they're getting it done on both ends of the floor. They really fly up and down. They lock you down, playing that brisk pace. And they got Milt Chamberlain, the artist formerly known as Larry Nerd at Indiana State. He looks awkward, but man, he's got supreme passing skills, Jokic-like in a way, and he can absolutely score at all points of the floor, that being Rami Avila, with the cool goggles as well. Guy was a breakout sensation a couple of years ago, again, for the Sycamores. Yeah, he's with the Billikens now, and they got other guys. They're taking on George Washington, who in the A-10 is some of the most formidable competition. So here's how I'm going to play this with St. Louis. I'm going to be a little SGP and try to live in the middle, and cue the Jimmy Eat World there in the background. Give me St. Louis -4.5, so they're going to win by 5 or more, but give me George Washington +22.5, so the Colonials cannot lose by less than 22.5, and give me the game over 158.5 on that all total, and I think it's going to be high-flying, to say the least. I'll stop right there with an SGP. We get the plus money. That's what we're always trying to achieve, +106 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Digging in on St. Louis, number 9 in Torvik here in the month of January, number 3 in EFG offense, number 1 in EFG defense over that stretch. Again, they don't have any weaknesses on paper. If anything, not the greatest rebounding team. Hey, look at George Washington, a respectable mid-major, number 70 overall in Torvik over their last six games, 64 in adjusted tempo, so they are willing to play that up-tempo style. 83 in EFG offense, 128 in EFG defense. Again, they ain't too shabby. Better on the glass, particularly the offensive glass. You're entering a lot of second chances. So St. Louis, box out if you want to blow out George Washington. But with the 3-point offense of G-Dubs, I think it's going to keep him in this game. On the month of January, they're shooting 36.3% from way downtown. So put all together, numeros here on the Fade 5 Countdown. SGP, St. Louis, -4.5. George Washington, +22.5. Again, the Billikens got to win between 5 and 22 in the game. If it hits the over at 158.5, I cash in at +106 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. And numero uno on the Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go with the Mother of All matchups tonight. Michigan, Nebraska. Yes, Nebraska, a top 5 team, one knocking at the door of a number 1 seed right now, and understandably so. They're unblemished on the season, sitting at 20-0. I think 10.5 is too many, and a lot of people disagree. They're like, oh boy, this is a trap. It's a trap. That's what Admiral Akbar is trying to tell. It's a trap, Evans. He could be right on that point. 10.5 is just way too many points. Here's another way you could play this. I'm going to get to all the details on why I like the Huskers here. And I wrote about it as well. I said the Huskers are the football Indiana of hoops this season. I wrote that piece a couple of weeks ago. You can read it right now on thegamingjuice.com. It's 100% free. But another way you could play this, here's a tendency that I've seen from Nebraska. They start off some of these games slow. See the Minnesota game last time up there in Minneapolis just a few days ago. They were down at halftime by 6 in that contest, and then they absolutely thumped and obliterated the Golden Gophers after halftime. So maybe you roll with Michigan in the first half, or maybe just kind of wait and see, and then grab Nebraska at the half if they are dealing with a deficit, knowing they have a tendency, and it's not the first time they've roared back in a game and won in convincing fashion. See the Indiana game as well. That was a little bit tighter, but they still won after being down by double figures at one point in the second half. That is a trend that we've seen from this team, and I think a banner just fell down behind me. That is an ominous sign for my Bears. Oh, and the Patriots being the other one. For those of you watch on the YouTube broadcast, lay it all down on Seattle. It's a sign from the gambling gods. Anyway, I digress on why I like the Huskers tonight in Ann Arbor. Michigan is outstanding. Look, I have a ticket on them to win the national title this season at +450. They're very much in the conversation. I also have one on Nebraska as well. They never won a tournament game. And I said, well, they're 50-1 when I fired off on it to win the national title. I'm like, hey, if Indiana can do it in football, Nebraska can do it. The perennial doormats in basketball. You look at the Huskers, number 6 in Torvik since January 1st, 24 in EFG offense, 107 in EFG defense. They're shooting 37.9% from beyond the arc, and that is going to be key in this game with the size of Michigan, is that performance from three. If they're drilling threes, maybe they hit like 10, 11, 12 of them, and they have a tendency to do that, they may be able to win this sucker outright. You look at Michigan, 83 in EFG offense, 44 in EFG defense. Michigan is not as invincible as they showed earlier this season. They have more size than Nebraska with Eddie Mara there in the post. Lenny Borg is amazing. The guard play has been rock solid, but they haven't been shooting the three particularly well at 31.3% here in the month of January. So the great equalizer will be the key in this one. I say Nebraska covers. Give me them at +10.5 on the road against the Wolverines at a -110. At BetMGM. All right, it's time for bonus time, bonus time. Before we get out of here, let me give the Team Huevos parlay play. Not going to give a whole lot of reasoning behind it. Yes, this is on the Always Free Transparent spreadsheet right now. Leg number uno, 5-legger, folks. Give me Akron on the alt line, -1.5. They're taking on Toledo. They should absolutely wallop them. All they got to do is win by 2. Leg numero dos, West Virginia at home against K-State. Different team of the Mountaineers. They're in their friendly confines. All I got to have from them is to win straight up. Leg numero tres, give me Boise on the money line, taking on hapless and hopeless San Jose State. Now they're on the road. in Cali, but I think Boise should emerge victorious. Leg numero cuatro on the alt line, giving New Mexico +3.5 on the road against a suddenly formidable, I guess, somewhat UNLV team playing better ball, to say the least. So even if they lose this one by three or less, I still cash in with the Lobos. And leg numero cinco, GCU, Grand Canyon, +12.5. GCU on the road at Nevada. I'm going to jack the spread up to +12.5. I think the Lopes cover that number against the Wolfpack. So again, five leg on the team. Huevos parlay play. Akron -1.5. West Virginia money line. Boise State money line. New Mexico +3.5. Grand Canyon, also known as GCU, +12.5. +140 at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, elsewhere in bonus time, I'm going to lay it with Purdue. They're on the road in the battle of the Hoosier State, taking on only appropriately named Indiana Hoosiers, still riding the high of the college football national title. Boilers coming off a tough loss against who? Oh, yeah, Keaton Wogler and my ILL. And I think they're going to release some of the angst and frustrations of that game. Much better team in Indiana. Purdue 18 and Torvik here in the month of January. Indiana a little bit further down the list at number 34. The problem with Indiana is they're number 238 over that stretch in EFG defense, and they really get bludgeoned inside, is where they have given up 56.4%. Not a good rebounding team. I think the bigs, the Kaufman, Wren, and also Clough are going to have a field day with this Indiana front line. You look at Purdue, they're shooting 60.2% in January from two. Number 19 overall in EFG offense. Their defense is sorely lacking at 339 EFG D. But when you got Braden Smith there, who's an absolute wizard in his craftsmanship, so slick, such a high basketball IQ. He's probably going to write, maybe he might have 15 assists in this game, just feeding the post over and over again. So I'm going to lay the 5.5 with Boiler Up on the road at the other Assembly Hall, that one in Bloomington, Indiana. All right, I'm out of breath, out of picks, and out of time here on this edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Do me a favor. Would you kindly drop me a rating and a review whenever convenient or at your leisure? Also, fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter. Check out Lundy at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Again, Lundy should be back with me on Friday. Until then, mi amigos, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Show up, Huskers.